Position Paper 1, Why I Won't Take the Jab, Brad Frager. I'm often asked why I won't take the COVID-19 vaccine, the jab. I come from a long line of pharmacists, even back before my great-great-grandfather in the Ukraine, when they were called chemists. In addition, I had 3.5 years of pharmacy school at the University of the Pacific in Stockton, California. One of the most important safeguards that any new drug or vaccine must have is exceptional animal testing and then tightly controlled human testing, where the participants are paid for taking this potential risk before the drug vaccine is released for medical purposes. One of the things that concerned the regulators most were the long-term effects. This concern became critical with the thalidomide disaster, where many children in the 1960s were born with focomelia as a side effect of the drug thalidomide, resulting in the shortening or absence of arms and or legs. This is the main reason why I initially refused to take the jab. We have no knowledge about the long-term effects of the COVID-19 vaccines. In addition, I didn't see any benefits for taking the vaccine. The chances of survival for healthy individuals of any age is over 99%, and effective therapies, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, exist that effectively make the survival rate 100%. Essentially, why risk taking the jab when the survival rate for healthy individuals is so high? It just doesn't make sense. Those two issues alone, no long-term testing and the existence of effective therapies, are good enough for not taking the jab. However, other more compelling reasons have surfaced since the vaccine has been put into massive use, with hundreds of millions of guinea pigs doing the final testing. First, it is ineffective, doesn't protect the vaccinated from catching the virus. Recently, the CDC stated categorically that 60% of the new cases were people who had been vaccinated. The next day, they stated that that was a mistake, that it was 40%. While we don't know which figure is really correct, they might have been under extreme pressure to make the change. Either figure proves the relative ineffectiveness of the vaccines. This fact was made clear when 6 of the Texas Democrats who fled to Washington, all of them vaccinated, tested positive for COVID-19, and then possibly passed the virus on to members of Pelosi's staff who had also taken the jab. Again, why would I even consider taking an untested drug vaccine into my body when it has been proven to be ineffective for the main purpose it was developed? The fact that more people have died or had crippling results from the COVID-19 vaccine than all other vaccines combined is an additional huge red flag. However, with all of these facts apparent, why is there such a push to get everyone vaccinated? This has never happened before. With very few critical exceptions, people had the choice of being vaccinated or not. My body, my choice. With proven therapies and an extremely high survival rate, COVID obviously does not rise to the level of critical. So why the panic push? As a constitutional conservative who is well aware of the numerous instances that local, state, and national governments have instigated draconian rules and regulations with the COVID-19 pandemic as an excuse, I can't help but wonder that there might well be a nefarious purpose behind this push to get everyone vaccinated. I have no idea what the purpose might be, but some influential medical researchers, doctors, and academics have suggested some very scary purposes that really pound the last nails into the vaccine's coffin for me. One final thing. I can't help but wonder why so many people who refuse to eat genetically modified foods would allow a substance to be put into their bodies that effectively genetically modifies their own bodies. I don't want the citizens of Fairfield locked out of essential services, groceries, prescription drugs, the rec center, etc. As a constitutional conservative, I will work hard to make sure that the vaccine is not required in our city. It's almost impossible to act globally, even nationally, but we can act locally. We can make a big difference in our community, in many ways, by implementing constitutional conservative principles. Thank you. This has been a Groundbreaking Productions production, copyright 2021 Brad Frager. Written by Brad Frager and Barbara Foley, produced and presented by Brad Frager.